first and last offers. After you research the other person, you want to prepare your first and last offers. What is your first and last offer? Well, the first offer is what you initially tell the other person what you want at the beginning of the negotiation. Your first offer is not what you really want. It's very rare that you get exactly what you want in a negotiation. After all, it's give and take. The first offer prepares you to compromise with the other person. The last offer is the minimum you are willing to accept in a negotiation. The minimum is what you decide you will accept, even though you did not get exactly what you want. Let's take an example. Let's say you own a plumbing business, and you've decided to buy a company truck that your employees will use to service your customers. You want to buy a quality truck. However, since you're a business owner, you want to keep your costs low. After looking at your company's bank account, you determine you can afford no more than $34,000 on a new truck. Your last offer to the salesperson will be $34,000. The exact amount you want to pay for a new truck is around $32,000. Your first offer will be $30,000. This allows you to compromise with the salesperson in case he or she asks for more money. At the car dealership, the salesperson shows you a truck that you think is perfect for your business. He says the truck is priced at around $30,000, depending on options and extra features. Now is the moment that you throw in your first offer to the salesperson. You tell the truck salesperson that your budget for a new truck is under $30,000. Since you've gone below the truck salesperson's first offer of around $30,000, the salesperson will want to negotiate with you. As long as you stay below your last offer of $34,000, you will have stayed within your budget.